This is program number LW2183. Well, you never see it in a baby. It's always there in those of us who are adults, but you never see it in a baby. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about resentment. Nope, a little baby, even a little child, doesn't hold a grudge. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, two children will be playing, and all of a sudden one will turn to the other and push him down, and they may end up fighting for a minute or two, and you'd think that, well, there goes their fun for the day. And it's not any time. You turn around, and they're playing together again as though nothing ever happened. It's amazing. We adults don't do that. We hold it all in, that grudge. We become embittered, resentful. I wonder why. I wonder why we can't become more like little children. Hey, wipe that scowl off your face. Or maybe right now it's just in your heart. You'll be amazed at the relief you get. Reminds me of a Texas rancher once who had some boots made and they turned out to be just too tight. Well, the bootmaker insisted on stretching them for him. Not on your life, the rancher told him. He said, these boots are going to stay too tight. Sounds like our determination to hold in our grudges, doesn't it? Well, anyway, he said, these boots are going to stay too tight. Why? Well, he said, every morning when I get out of bed, I've got to corral some cows that busted out the night before and mend the fences they tore down. All day long, I watch my ranch blow away in the dust. After supper, I listen to the radio, and I hear how high the price of feed is going to be and how low the price of beef is going to get. And all the time, my wife is nagging me, wanting us to move to town. Then he said, man, when I get ready for bed and I pull off these tight boots, that's the only pleasure I get. What I'm saying is, pull your boots off. Pull that grudge out of your heart. Get some relief. The best advice, I guess, that I've ever heard goes like this. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, when you get angry at somebody, kill it as soon as you can. That is, kill the anger, not the person. Do away with it. Get rid of it. That anger can ruin you. When you let the sun set on your anger, it becomes a grudge. When you go to bed with all that anger, it settles in and begins to gnaw and irritate. It'll eat you up like cancer. And when you wake up in the morning, you're a bitter, that's bitter, not better. You're a bitter fellow. You know something? We all are responsible for our emotions. That's right. We are emotional by nature. But we are responsible for the emotions we keep and build within ourselves. And anger, if it's going to grow into a grudge, it has to be nourished. When something happens to you and you get angry, you've got to water that anger to keep it alive. And the longer you keep it alive, the deeper a grudge it's going to become. But if you don't water the anger, it's going to dry up like grass under a hot midsummer sun. If you hold the grudge now, it's no one's fault but your own. And the longer you hold it, the more bitter a fellow, the more negative a person you're going to become. You'll be a mean, cantankerous rascal you never wanted to be in the first place. So stop nourishing your anger. When you get mad, get over it before the sun goes down. That's one thing that hurts you when you sleep on it. I read somewhere that no man in the world ever attempted to wrong another without being injured in return himself, some way, somehow, somewhere. Someone said, doing an injury puts you below your enemy. Revenging one makes you but even with him, but forgiving sets you above him. You know, I guess the question is, what kind of a person do you want to be? If you want to be better than the person who wronged you, forgive him, even when he doesn't ask for it. I guess that's what makes Jesus Christ all that great. If there's one thing you can learn from him, it's how to forgive. Jesus always loved the other person, in spite of the wrong things the other ones did against him. Oh, it's for sure he insists that if you're going to be his friend, you've got to stop doing the wrong things against him. But the point is, Jesus Christ can be our greatest teacher. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before I can care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.